McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I remember some time ago we spoke to Mac Paths in relation to child trafficking and exploitation right here in Ireland. This is around the time they released that movie, actually. And when we think of child trafficking, we always think of that movie. What was the movie last year? Path to Freedom, wasn't it? Where they talked about trafficking children from Mexico into America. Well, a powerful new animation, Runners, A Trafficking Timeline, brings to life the harrowing reality of child trafficking in Dublin's north-east inner city. Launched at a special screening on November the 26th at the Sean Casey Theatre, the film tells a poignant story of young lives caught in child criminal exploitation and the urgent need for state action. To give you a bit more information on it from Icon is Belinda Nugent, who joins me, and she's the project leader with Icon, a community network committed to fighting against disadvantaged inner city communities. Belinda, nice to talk to you.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. Belinda, when people think of child trafficking, they think of something very international and they think of people being brought across borders and children being kind of almost sold into slavery and taking their passports off them. We don't think of it from a more domestic point of view. So maybe explain to us, because we spoke to McPats going back a good while ago, and I know you've worked with them as well, by the way.
Yes.
But, you know, explain to us how those children end up exploited in our own cities.
I will indeed, Niall. So, Niall, I suppose if you take the area which we walk in and the northeast inner city, you know yourself that there has been generational poverty and trauma.
Yeah.
And this has left a lot of families that is probably being out of work, or if they are in work, or there could be one parent, sometimes no parents, the grandparents rearing the children. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is that the children have found out that there's been nothing there for them, like there's no services there for them. Now, I know we've loads of youth services, Niall, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about them kind of connections with others that they feel loved and supported.
Yeah.
So they find themselves kind of wandering on the streets, Niall. And what happens is you have these perpetrators who's looking to make a quick buck and sees them vulnerable. And we'll start with the process that we all call grooming. So they would buy them clothes. Maybe these are a pair of runners, or maybe put €20 in their pocket for carrying an item from, you know, one place to another.
Yeah.
These children don't know they're being groomed. These children don't know what is happening, except
all they know is they're getting a bit of attention. Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. And next of all, they see them as friends. They see them as, here's somebody who cares for me. So they start putting their trust in them and they start doing a bit more and a bit more. But what happens, Niall, is this grooming process comes to a stage where then the perpetrators will turn around and ask them to hold something maybe in their house or hide something for them. And then the children, and Niall, I'm going back to as young as the age of 10, is seen on our streets. This is going on not just recently now, this is going on for decades. It's just we never had the language for it. But now what we're seeing is we're seeing that when these children go off hiding things, that the perpetrators will then go to them probably, you know, straight after and say, can you go and dig that up for me, or can you go and bring that back to me?
Mm.
But what's after happening is they're after getting another part of the gang to go and probably dig up whatever it may be. It could be drugs, it could be money, it could be a number of things. So then what happens is the child is now in debt bondage. And because of that debt bondage, they have been forced now into recruitment and forced into criminality because they owe a debt to them.
Yeah,
so this is where when they talk about the trafficking, you know, when they talk about the act and the purpose, so they're talking about this is recruitment into criminality. So we have been taking that angle in looking at this and training with the guards and MECPATs and youth services and community services. And we were fortunate enough to get some funding from Minister McEntee, the Community Safety Fund, you know, the CAB money.
Yes.
So we got that money and we were able to do the animation video, a poster campaign and create a website.
And do you think people have a real understanding? Now, according to, you mentioned here in your own press release, by defined by the United Nations Palomero Protocol, exploitation, I suppose, is the main thing you were talking about here, but it's recruitment, transportation, transfer, harbouring or receipt of a child for the purpose of exploitation. There is no doubt, and we've spoken about the show before. Remember, there was a story going back 2 years ago about kids in Ballyfermot and Ballymun as young as 10 years of age, you know, drug running. Because these thieves and these scumbags know that these children are not going to get arrested. They're not going to say anything because they'd be afraid to do so. And as you rightly say, they end up in debt to these gangs or they end up having to work for them. They're essentially child slaves for these gangs. So how do we get these children out of that vicious circle, that rat race? And not just young children with drugs. Mm-hmm. We see young girls being exploited then into prostitution or, you know, into doing things for guys or whatever it is. And we've seen criminal gangs take advantage of particularly young girls in Tuzla. So how do we get them out of that vicious cycle?
So what we've done, Niall, just to say up to the animation video, is we met with young people. We met with families who had found themselves of their children in these drug deaths and also having to pay back the gang's money. To be honest, which in Ireland does not legislation resources there to actually protect them. And most of the families will have to go and get loans from credit unions and loan sharks and family members. Like, there's a thing called taxation on these debts as well, Niall, just to explain this about you.
Yeah.
So if they owe one debt, say for 4,000, and they haven't paid the debt back within a certain amount of time, that goes to a different gang. And what happens is 2,500 now is added onto that. So it has got that one person owed out 4,000 and it ended up 40,000.
Wow.
Niall. So it's
and there's no rules around this, of course. There's no regulation around this. It's all illegal, obviously.
No,
And it's mind-blowing, Belinda, that, you know, this is going on below in plain sight, but below everybody's radar. So we don't think of this. It's not something because we're sitting at home happy watching the Late Late Show with our kids, you know, with their pajamas, watching the telly. And we don't think of these poor kids who have been brought into this life of crime, essentially, or dragged into this life of crime and being exploited by gangs. We don't think of that many. There isn't that many gangs, but there are hundreds of them all over the city.
Oh, there is. Yeah, it's a multi-billion industry in itself. And, you know, when we talk about children as being recruited into this form of criminality, it's something that, as I said to you, with the language and getting the training from MetPacs, we all got it. And when we start learning about it and then educating others in the community, this is where we source the funding. So what we've done, Niall, is this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make awareness of this is trafficking. You know, children are being exploited in that.
Yeah.
And we're really calling on people to watch the short animation video. It's www.runnersfilm.ie. It's only a short 15-minute film. And then we have a petition beside it. So the petition is basically to ask the government, or even this new government come in, to start putting in the programme on government to put appropriate policy and legislation. And based on lived experience, Niall, it must be provided that can both help and prevent children and families that get in this. But you know the main thing, Niall? In January, there's going to be a national referral system that people can report into. Now, the two agencies that have them is Tuzla and is an Garda Síochána. Now, Niall, you don't think that one child that's living in town is going to actually call and say, oh, will you get me access to a social work or a guard? That's going to be the last place they go to, even when they have debt bondage. But what we're finding out, Niall, is they're on the doors of the youth services, of the community development services, of the family.
But they're also exploiting them, Belinda, while they're in Tuzla, because we spoke to Mark Petz about this before, that young girls in particular, vulnerable young girls, teenage girls, 15, 16 years of age, and we've seen it in Northern Ireland as well with the services up there, they're being exploited by gangs, by paedophile rings, by all sorts of people, while they're in Tuzla. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Niall, this is the thing where we're saying, and I can't say any strongly or I can't say any clearly, the government needs to look at and work in partnership with these community frontline services. That is the first point of protest. Like,
how can you do that, Belinda? How can you do that? I'm sorry to interrupt you. When recently, I spoke to Padraig Tobin recently from AIM2, and he condemned the fact that Roderick O'Gorman had been sent a letter in relation to problems like this. And had that letter had been deleted, or that email had been deleted, or allegedly wasn't read or deleted. And this is going on under the nose of the current Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman. And yet he's been questioned about it and asked about it for the last 2 years by different TDs. And there's no answers. Nothing has been done about it. So if we can't have faith in the government to do something about it, the Minister for Children to do something about it, now hopefully there probably will be a new Minister for Children soon. But if we can't have faith in the Minister for Children to do something about it, what chance have we got of fixing this problem?
And, you know, this is going to bring me back to, do you remember Fagan's law? It was Minister Harris brought her in at the time, if you remember. And this was the law that, you know, if anybody was seen coercing or trying to recruit children, that there would this be this 5 to 7 year, the prison sentence. Now, that's all great, Niall. But the thing is, there's a big, massive gap between legislation and on the ground. So what is needed is it needs to be resourced within the communities that are the frontline workers. But legislation and policy has to be written with listening to the families and the young people as well, Niall.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that's missing. There is no partnership with political will, if you have, you know, or it's trying to get political politicians to listen to the communities, to work in partnership with the communities. And that's the way we believe, Niall, is the only way of trying to begin to address this. Because we're only at raising awareness stage, Niall. That's where we are.
Because we've kind of failed to help children who come from dysfunctional families or whatever families it is that are allowing this to happen to their children. Because, of course, most people will say, well, is there not a parental responsibility? But, of course, there is if you've good parents and parents who are keeping an eye on the situation. But, unfortunately, not every child is that lucky that comes from that type of home. So, you know, you have children who fall through those cracks. So we don't have the safeguards there to stop those children falling into those cracks, so to speak.
And you know, Niall, it can even happen in families where both parents are out at work and they're probably walking all day. I have, say, a young child in creche and they're paying through the teeth. So it comes on different levels. It's kind of not always focused, say, on that one parent family or, you know, that family that are on drugs. Some of these children come from actually really, really good homes. But these perpetrators find a way to get their claws into them through the child's vulnerability.
And how successful have you been so far? Do you think are you making waves? Are you chipping away at the problem? Do you think you're doing well?
Well, you know, we've had several cases that's come into the community. One of them was down in the other avenue that you were talking about there. It was a vulnerable girl through sexual exploitation. Her house was taken over, was cocooned, and she was forced into sexual exploitation, as well as her home being used for drugs. So we've had a range of different services, of different issues that's going on. Mm-hmm. But for the purpose of this one, what we are finding is we're finding, Niall, even when you're trying to say an individual gets themselves into this situation and then you're trying to remove them or help them remove, even if it's another county or out of the area to, you know, try to resolve the issue. What you're coming up against then, Niall, is you're coming up against all different agencies not working and having flexibility. By that, I mean, if you move down to, let's say, Limerick. So if you move down there and try to seek housing down there or try to seek work down there, you're told, oh, no, you're signed up to the housing in Dublin. You have to go back there.
Yeah.
So there needs to be an awareness and a training in the statutory services as well around this. It's the whole awareness campaign and the training, Niall. You know, I think there needs to be a multi-agency, really hard look at this, but it has to be in partnership with the people with the lived experience and the communities. And Niall, that needs to be resourced. It really does need to be resourced.
Looking at your press release, by the way, I was quite shocked. And I'm going to quote it here. It says an estimated 50 million people are in slavery globally. You wouldn't imagine that in 2024, would you? Child victims account for 33% of these globally and 22% in Europe. I'm not surprised by the 33% globally, but 22% in Europe. Yes. I thought Europe had compassed that situation. I thought we were better than that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're quite shocking figures.
Yeah, do you know, just there in September, IREC, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission Office, launched a report, and this was on the back of the EU sending out their report on trafficking in persons in July. And even the IREC's recommendations to the government was that they have to look at trafficking and they have to look at child exploitation going forward in their definition. But here's where the issue is, Niall. In the Department of Justice, it's divided. Half of them want to stick with the term grooming, and the other half are recognising it for what it is. It's a child being recruited into forced criminality, so they're seen as trafficking. And because they're divided, that will stop policy and that will stop moving forward, Niall.
Yeah.
So this is, again, where we need, you know, the civil servants, the politicians.
Yeah,
to
you need a bit of unity. Yes, you need
community.
A bit of unity, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Well, look, it's been a really interesting conversation. It's quite a shocking conversation to think that it's, you know, the Dublin of today and the Ireland of today is that bad. And I always spoke to McPath about a similar situation, although it talks about more so about the exploitation of children in Tuzla. And they're doing great work, and so are you, by the way.
Yeah.
Belinda Nugent from ICON. And if you want more information, by the way, Belinda, they can go to runnersfilm.ie. So it's runnersfilm.ie.
That's the one,
and they can see the animation there, and they can also sign. You obviously have a petition they can sign there. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, listen, that's correct. Niall, thanks so much.
No, Belinda, listen, thank you very much indeed for drawing attention. Like, it's really important that people know about these things, because I think we're all kind of blindsided sometimes by our own happiness or by our own, you know, by the way, Christmas particularly, we all think of a Santa Claus and everything else, and we forget about, you know, those who are more vulnerable in society. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Belinda. Thanks for drawing attention.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You
Bye.
Too. Belinda Nugent, who is the project leader with ICON Community Services and our development programme. And I have to say, that it is shocking, isn't it, to think that 10-year-olds are being recruited by gangs to hide money or drugs. 15-year-old girls are being exploited for sex in return for clothes and money because they've no one else to give them that attention or whatever happens in their lives. It is shocking. And the individuals responsible for that, by the way, should go to a jail for a long, long time. Anyway, thank you very much indeed. Don't forget, go to runnersfilm.ie if you want to see that little short animation. It is a great little piece of work, actually. Go and see it, and it'll open your eyes. runnersfilm.ie, and you can sign the petition there as well. Thank you very much indeed to everybody who got involved in tonight's show. I shall talk to you again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Until then, Enda Murphy's on the way.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.